Day program. Hello. Tuesday, the 12th of November, is upon us. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here to dance and sing with you and bring us to the top of the hiring, the top of the hiring hill. They've been hired. There are thousands of people that want their jobs. You wouldn't believe the information that I get every day from people who think they're better. I can do better than Jennifer. I'm smarter than Ken. Why don't you put me on the air? That's what people tell me all the time. And I say to them, no, I don't want anybody but Jennifer. I don't want anybody but Ken. They're the best.
Wow. That? Well, that's nice, oh, Dougie.
Thank you.
Yeah. No deals. Okay, so let's get to, speaking of deals, the Laura Logan apologizing for the report on Benghazi. Kenny and I were talking about this, Jennifer, earlier on. Mm-hmm. The fact that it was buried on the last page, if you will, to sort of use the newspaper analogy, buried in the last moments of the program, the fact that they had screwed up, the apology getting a lot of attention because this guy named Dylan Davies gave lots of details that turned out not to be true regarding the attack on the embassy in Benghazi. The problem is he can't be that smart. He'd written a book and been promoted everywhere. Now the book's been pulled. So I'm not sure what to make of all of this, except for one thing. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
It shows the weakness, and maybe that's not even the right word, in the whole news gathering process and what we consider to be the news. The fact that these people, as some, we have some Twitter on this, I think, Kenny, referring to Ms. Logan as lazy Laura Logan, as she didn't get the story right. What I'm not sure about, and maybe what's most damning about this, is that the uppers, because she's not the final word. She doesn't, it's just because it has her name on it, she did the work, the piece. That doesn't mean that it didn't go higher up the food chain. All this stuff, especially at 60 Minutes, goes really high up the food chain. So it shows you the basic weakness at CBS, and then you look at all these other news organizations, and you see how weak they are. And
she's definitely the scapegoat here.
Of course. And we were wondering why she hadn't been fired yet. Should she be fired? 888-302-3684. And you can Twitter at Good Day Show, or you can tweet at Good Day Show. You can Twitter, too, if you'd like to. And Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So what do we have? What's the latest posting on that, Kenny? Did I lose Kenny? We lost Kenny.
Nope. I think I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Now you're there. Yeah, go
he
ahead.
He thinks he is.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Renee says, it was really insulting to 60 Minutes' loyal viewers. CBS acted as if it was no big deal, even though they had diminished their credibility.
Well, it's no big deal because there are other stories that don't they haven't been caught on. It's no big deal because I think it's business as usual. We'll throw mud against the wall and see what sticks. That's the way the news media works these days. It's about an entertaining piece, not about what's news, what's real. Hello, right? I mean, I'd be the first to admit, well, maybe not the first, but I would admit that sometimes it's not about important stuff, but if there's an interesting little story that I want to tell, and I might color a little bit with some different, not a factoid, but I just put a little twist on it, because it makes it more entertaining. Nobody gets hurt with the way I twist and turn stories around, because there's no need to worry about it. It would be a story about somebody who got a bicycle from his great uncle Fred, and in fact it was his aunt Sarah that gave him the bicycle. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Right? We all know that I do that once in a while, Jennifer.
Every once in a while. Not often.
If it's something significant, there are plenty of people here who are happy to
catch me. That's right. And that's why you're here, Kenny. Make no mistake about it. Catch me when I'm falling. All right, so what else
like
have we got there?
Doug's butterfly net.
All right. Yeah, all right. Fish net, maybe.
Scott says this sort of thing is happening every day with news agencies trying to get the big scoop. They don't check for facts or verify sources.
Yep, that's very true. All right. So what say you about this, if you care to, 888-302-3684, what has your circle of friends or the people that you work with, Jennifer, what's their view of this? Because I know you and your father run CRN Digital in Los Angeles, And so you're all about this. You cover what's going on at six different channels and networks of talk programs. So you listen to this stuff, and I'm sure that over lunch or whatever, there's a firing line. So what is this anything that is different than what we're hearing from everybody else, the way you're thinking
it's
about it?
It's just sadly very partisan. I mean, the people on the right tend to think that this is a really bad case of reporting and that there should be punishment, and then...
Well, it is a bad case of reporting, but it's just because it's on the right.
Exactly. Okay. That's why I said, sadly, it's partisan. And then, you know, people at our office that tend to fall more on the left think that it's no big deal, and, you know, they kind of blow it off because it's not...
You haven't fired all those people yet?
No. We still have a few. You have to have diversity, don't you?
Yes, that's true. It's diversity. Yes, diversity. Well, at any rate, much ado about nothing in terms of the actual report, because everybody who's dead is dead, and they're not going to do much about that. The reporting didn't cause the death of those, what was it, four embassy employees?
Mm-hmm.
The reporting didn't do them in.
Right.
A lack of management and bad just facilities being overwhelmed because there's too much red tape and government doesn't serve. And that's
if anything, this is most offensive to the families of the people that were
absolutely
lost.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's really where it comes down. If you're once somebody's mother and you hear this report and you think one thing and you're trying to piece things together to make sense, that's where it's really, it's pretty sick to report on something that's not true like that.
Yep, you're right about that. Okay, so let's move on in a moment. Although, do we want to hear Laura Logan's apology? You want to hear it?
All right, let's hear it.
Michael, play Laura Logan's apologies from 60 Minutes. Remember, this was at the end of the show.
We end our broadcast tonight with a correction on a story we reported October 27th about the attack on the American Special Mission compound in Benghazi, in which Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed. In the story, a security officer working for the State Department, Dylan Davies, told us he went to the compound during the attack and detailed his role that night. After our report aired, questions arose about whether his account was true when an incident report surfaced. It told a different story about what he did the night of the attack. Davies denied having anything to do with that incident report and insisted the story he told us was not only accurate, it was the same story he told the FBI when they interviewed him. On Thursday night, when we discovered the account he gave the FBI was different than what he told us, we realized we had been misled and it was a mistake to include him in our report. For that, we are very sorry. The most important thing to every person at 60 Minutes is the truth. And the truth is, we made a mistake.
The truth is, you need to go back to the BBC or wherever you came from.
Yeah. She sounds like the parking lot attendant for the monorail at Disneyland, you know? Look, you can see a car now.
And about as sincere. Yeah, okay. And there's nobody in the world that I love more, frankly. I have an Anglophile file. I love England and the English people, but I guess the question I have, can't we find anybody in America to do those stories? Well, you gotta, and plus,
she just sounded bored with it.
Yeah. That's a great way of putting it, Kenny. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, quarter past the hour. Are you worried about your blood pressure?
Some days. Were you waiting for an answer?
Well, I just kind of wondering here. Both young and healthy, virulent.
I'm viral and virulent.
Either or both of those things. All right, Heart Factors Plus is a way for you to boost your own body's nitric oxide levels and therefore keep your blood pressure where it needs to be, because when you have a lot of nitric oxide in your system, it gets the blood around to every part of your system much better. And so when you get more blood to your heart, your brain, and other parts of your body, you're going to be much better off. I have been taking Heart Factors Plus now for about 4 months, I think, maybe 4.5, 5 months. It's helped my feelings that blood is going, you know, you can feel it in your body. You really can. I don't have a blood pressure problem because mine is very good and it's always been very good. But there are areas of my heart that have been treated a little bit because the capillaries didn't quite go as far as they wanted to and need to get more blood in there. And so that's what this is good for. Good to get blood into your brain circulating around. And good if you're an exercise person. All these things are very helpful, and that's the best reason in the world for taking Heart Factors Plus, because it helps you. And if you have, let's say, high blood pressure in your family, you don't have it, but you want to ward off any chance that it could be a problem, you need to call 800-577-8560 to try Heart Factors Plus. Absolutely risk-free, by the way. Call now, 800-577-8560. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, and they will give you a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. 800-577-8560. Boost your nitric oxide levels. It's a safe, natural approach to getting blood around to everywhere in your heart, especially your heart. I mean, everywhere in your body, especially your heart and your brain. Better circulation, better blood flow. 800-577-8560. Call now. 800-577-8560.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time, it'll land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
All right, so I think the only thing good that came out of the storm yesterday, the typhoon, is that some Al-Qaeda guy got offed there or was somehow got lost in the storm. So why was there an Al-Qaeda guy in Pakistan, though? Well, maybe they're all over the place.
Are you talking about the Philippines?
No, did I say Pakistan? I did.
Yeah.
I meant well, they both think it was
Because there are probably a few Al-Qaeda guys in Pakistan, I would imagine.
Yeah, there might be a couple there.
Maybe we'll send the typhoon to them. All right, 21 after. I don't have to get the story right. This is a good day after all.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tell me that this doesn't sound like Dolly Parton. This is a Dolly song, Jennifer.
This is not a Dolly song, but she sounds like Dolly Parton.
Doesn't this sound like a Dolly song? Wake Me Up, it's called. Caroline Penner was the opening voice on The Voice last night. It really does sound like a Dolly story. Doesn't it? Listen.
Yeah.
I like this a lot, frankly.
It is really uncanny that she sounds so much like Dolly Parton.
Yeah, and it sounds like a Dolly song. That's why I thought I would bring your expertise to this, because Kenny and I listened to this
it
early.
It could be. I don't know that it is or is not.
Michael says it's not. But what does he know?
I would agree. I don't think it is, but...
No. But it's good. And it was a nice way to open up the view last night. Now let's find out how... What did you say, Kenny, Michael? What I say? The View? I do that all the time.
It's The Voice.
It is The Voice. Nicely done. 25 after the hour. Last night, also on the late night shows, we have Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon sort of bringing into our brain something that would make most of us smile in one way or another, we hope.
Climate change. Climate change is in the news. This week's climate change talks are taking place in Poland, and they're going to focus on China, the world's biggest polluter. Yeah. However, that discussion may get awkward on Wednesday when China buys Poland.
I saw this on the news. A man in New Hampshire who raises turkeys for a living says the secret to great turkey is to give them beer. This is true. He says giving them beer makes them bigger and fatter. Hey, it worked for the mayor of Toronto. It should work. It should work. Well, oh, I love this story. This is my favorite story. Despite his recent troubles about being drunk and smoking crack cocaine, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford said he is not about to step down. He said he's eager to start working. And in fact, today he told his staff, let's get cracking. Now, I don't know what that means.
It's no secret, and I think we can all be adult about this, but from the beginning of mankind, humans have done their best to smell better. And now I think we've reached the zenith. A pharmaceutical company has developed a deodorant that is bacon-scented. Bacon-scented deodorant. We have no health care, but we have bacon-scented deodorant.
Big news for fans of Duck Dynasty. I love that show. Great show. Well, the cast of Duck Dynasty is now selling their own brand of wine at Walmart. For just $10. The great part is if you drink 5 bottles, you start to understand what they're saying on Duck Dynasty. Oh, yeah, I get it. I'm trying to get it. You go, I get it. That's right. Duck Dynasty, cheap booze, and Walmart. Or as rednecks call that, the trifecta.
That was pretty funny. Conan O'Brien receiving backlash for a joke. He, last week in response to news that Marvel was going to introduce a Muslim female superhero, he tweeted, Marvel Comics is introducing a new Muslim female superhero. She has so many more special powers than her husband's other wives. That tweet apparently didn't sit very well with people who felt it may have been offensive. Quote, real class bigotry at Conan O'Brien. Did you enjoy having a laugh at the expense of the marginalized?
Yes, I did. People need to relax.
There's somebody else who wrote, Conan O'Brien, really? We get female Muslim superhero and you decide to diminish the victory with a cheap and tasteless joke? Disappointed in you.
Everybody gets made fun of. Newsflash.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it gets tiresome with all this stuff. Good for you, Conan. Say, keep it up. Yeah, but he won't. He'll coward. He won't do it again. The next half hour will feature a conversation with Dr. Ron Hoffman about some of the latest medical news coming up here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Are the glitches, stumbles, fiasco of the Obamacare website rollout a hiccup or the sign of a failed policy?
They didn't do it soon enough. I think they probably assumed that states would do this for themselves. I think they should have looked to the states. They should have started earlier, and they should have gotten some real techie professionals to do this from the get-go. And they didn't, but let's not confuse a website with the policy as a whole.
Those who do know about it are now actively weighing, do we just pay the fine or do we pay the premium? And $95 a year versus what have you, they forget about $95 or 1%. I think that the website probably does play into larger issues of, is the government capable of doing these things well enough to get people behind it?
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
American Gardeners and
fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today, Tuesday, November 12th, is our focus. Thousands of people you may have seen or heard about this yesterday. By the way, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a few minutes, talk about some of the specific health information that is good for you to know as we work our way into another important week in your life. So imagine you live in the Philippines. Imagine that the typhoon that comes there blows away your home, everything you have, maybe even people that you love. What do? You want to get out. Two planes, formerly from the U.S. Air Force, now belonging to the Philippine Air Force, C-130s, land, and 3,000 people try to get on the planes. And only 300 can get on the planes.
Can actually make it.
Can you imagine what goes on in that circumstance? They pushed all the fences down around the airport.
People have been saying that this makes Haiti look like nothing.
Yeah, it is. It does. Oh, yeah, absolutely it does. So what can you do to help? What can you do to work to help the survivors of Typhoon? Is it Haiyan? Is that how you pronounce it?
Haiyan, I believe.
Haiyan, right. If you'd like to check the various sources of the various ways, the suggestions we have for you, we have a story that will lead you to being able to help survivors of this typhoon. Go to DougSteffen.com and just check out what's new at Doug Steffen page. Important information there for those of you who want to help the survivors. 888-302-3684 to comment on what's going on. There's a lot of interest today in several agricultural items. And I know because you expect me to be on top of that, as I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, it's, I guess, an important thing for us to spend a little time talking about what in the mainstream is going to be a big story, I think, today, the farmers trying to find new places to plant, wiping out a lot of acres of conservation land, according to this study. I don't believe this study, by the way, at all. This is the environmental yayas trying to put a bad face on ethanol. Now, purely, this is not there's little subjectivity and little objectivity to these stories. This is the news media. Now, as much as I despise the folks in big ag and big chemistry, the Monsantos, the Dows, who are responsible a lot for many of the problems that agriculture has, ethanol and the way that it was originally, this is just like any other big government thing. It's been mishandled. The idea of putting ethanol into fuel to save on resources and to save the environment was basically a good idea. Not particularly well thought out. And so what we have is something that has, over the last, 4 or 5 years especially, brewed up into a mess. And to have people say, and the only reason that I know this is because I've tried to do this myself, not tried to ruin land, but tried to get to the federal government because there are hundreds of acres around me that are just being wasted because they're supposedly protected as conservation land. And to listen to conservationists tell you how you have to save all of this land for these damn birds, I'm sorry. It's no, I mean, it's ridiculous. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of land that lay dormant while farmers are trying to find land to grow food. It's not necessary. There may be an idea here. I mean, these people have taken over. There's a woman, I'll give her your name and her phone number, who I've been talking to for 4 years, trying to get onto a piece of land that used to be farmed, and when the farmer stopped using it, they just arbitrarily, instead of saying, okay, let's go find another farmer to plant corn here, they just said, nope, we're not going to let you use this land anymore. We're going to keep it for the environment. Hello, there are about 3 turtles, 4 swallows, and 3 starlings that live on this 35-acre piece of land, and yet it just sits there. And every year they have to hire somebody to come in and cut the grass down rather than let me come in and use it for hay. It's asinine, and this stuff goes on and on and on and on and on. So the report that you're going to read today or hear somebody try to make it seem like we've created an environmental disaster, we've taken away conservation land and destroyed it, and polluted water, is garbage. It's manure. It begins with an S and ends with a T. It's crap. It isn't true. How's that? You getting the message? It isn't. There's nothing about this that's nothing other than advocacy for taking over more land, controlling more land at the expense of the American farmer. I'm talking about the small family farmer. I'm not talking about the guys that have tens of thousands of acres that grow beans and corn. I'm talking about guys like me, surrounded by a national wildlife refuge that has maybe 400 acres that could be farmed of the 4,000 that they own here in eastern Massachusetts. And so these people are going to try this study. It's going to suggest that they came in and wiped out conservation land. You can't get on conservation land without literally an act of Congress. So if you have that story in front of you in your morning newspaper, you've been listening to somebody talk about it, don't believe a word of it because it's phony BS. All right. Any questions?
You know what, sir? I think you covered it all.
All right. Now, here's the other thing.
Uh-oh.
There's an action alert that I started talking about last week.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to stand up and speak up. And we've posted this, I believe. Did we post this, Kenny, the submitting comments to the FDA? I did on the farm website, but maybe we need to post it at DougStephan.com or Facebook. The comments that you can make about farms having to comply with rules that will put small farm producers, small stands, the guys like me that are in the dairy business that sell, I sell 100 gallons of milk a day, maybe 120, 130. We're small versus the guys that sell 40,000 gallons of milk an hour, which is what most of the big processors do. So Congress needs to know your thoughts on the proposed rules that would regulate how small farmers grow produce. You unhappy with the way small farmers grow produce? Or are you unhappy with the way the big farms do it? Because the big farms that bag their spinach and lettuce are the ones where all the salmonella and E. coli is. When's the last time you heard of a small farmer having a problem with that? Anybody remember ever hearing about a small farmer that had a problem with that?
Nope.
Never?
Nope.
No. But because these bullies who basically work with Monsanto, because the second in command of the FDA is a guy from Monsanto, that's why this stuff shows up. So, Kenny, can we post this, or did we post it already? I've forgotten. I know I asked my farm people to do it.
I think I put it on Facebook. I don't think we've had it on the website.
Can we do both of those things? Because it runs, the time for commenting on the FDA's proposed regulations is Friday. So you can
see if I can find it.
Well, I'll send it to you if you don't have it. But you can see in here we overview what's wrong with all of the FDA regulations and the proposals and what you can do to take action. All right? So we'll do that. Hope that you will pay attention to that and do something about it because it's important stuff. Speaking of important things, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in just a few moments. We're talking about health and health-related items that are very important this week. So stand by for that. This is Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance super buys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Holiday season is here, so get ready for parties, entertaining, and of course, shopping. Holidays can take a toll on the household budget, and nonstop errands can cut into precious family time. Before you schedule pricey salon appointments, consider some at-home beauty treatments with easily accessible items to save both time and money. Incorporating natural Arm & Hammer baking soda into your personal care routine can help you feel cleaner and fresher. For smooth, radiant skin, give yourself a gentle facial and body scrub with a paste made of Arm & Hammer baking soda and water. This exfoliator is gentle enough for daily use and leaves skin feeling nourished and refreshed. Just be careful to avoid the eye area. For cleaner, more manageable hair, use some Arm & Hammer baking soda with your favorite shampoo. It will help remove residue from styling products, leaving hair as fresh as possible. For more beauty solutions to try this holiday season, visit armandhammer.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700.
Happy to have on the Doug Steffens Good Day program Dr. Ron Hoffman, whose website is drhoffman, two F's, drhoffman.com, with a discussion about health issues. I sometimes get a little too specific, Ron, and in general, I wonder in your practice in New York City how you deal with what is basically simple stuff. People make healthcare very complicated, certainly. You look around at all of the things that the healthcare, I was talking earlier actually about the healthcare bill and the Health Care Realities, the Health Care Act, and all these people who say this is terrible, it's awful, it is in the way it's being managed, for sure. But there are some things in the health care plan, actually, that are quite good. And so people who keep saying everything is awful, terrible, what they do is they get their blood pressure up. And I wonder about this. Reality begs the question about how people who continually are angry about things, how they deal with health issues that are caused by their anger. Because there are plenty of things that go wrong with your body if you're ticked off all the time, right?
Well, indeed. I just went to a party where a bunch of practitioners were there. I won't say they were just doctors. There were psychologists, and there were acupuncturists and naturopaths. So just
maybe a few psychotics, too.
Maybe, exactly.
Yeah.
Some psychopaths as well. One person was, I was discussing with one person how she had, quote, cured someone with ulcerative colitis. And I said, gee, that's very interesting. Did you use a brand new medication, or was it a diet change, some special herb? And she said, no, it was simply a matter of dealing with that person's anger. You see, that person had been taking care of his wife, who had breast cancer, and she was very, very ill, and he spent all his time dealing with that problem. And in the process, he built up a great deal of pent-up anger and resentment that his whole life was derailed because of the need to take care of his wife. So the therapy involved somehow dealing with his anger, frustration, making him recognize it. And lo and behold, his ulcerative colitis, where he was, quote, literally eating his intestines out.
Digesting yourself.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it is. You're digesting yourself. Yeah,
it abated when his anger was addressed in this.
See, I wasn't being facetious with that question. I hope you didn't think I was, because I wasn't meaning it being facetious. There are a lot of things that go on with people because of what's in your head. The mind-body connection proven conclusively over and over and over again to be an important part of anybody's health routine. You got to have a healthy mind in order to have a healthy body. Now,
it works in two ways. You know, one is direct effects of stress. You know, the stress may raise your blood pressure, narrow your arteries, cause inflammation. But also it works in a way that stress deters you from healthy behavior. So if you're under tremendous stress and your life is just a constant struggle, you'll spend less time on healthy behaviors like exercise. You'll be more prone to addictive behaviors, addictions to not just cigarettes and drugs, but food as well.
Yeah.
And, you won't be as healthy.
You can run for mayor of Toronto.
That's the poster boy for unhealthy behavior.
Oh, my God. All right. That was specifics. Let me deal in abstract thinking for a moment with you, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
I have most of the time in my life when I have had relationships with either body doctors, mind doctors, I have felt them to be my friends. You and I don't know each other that well, but I'm sure that if were we to spend time together, I'm going to come and have you work me over at some point when I'm in New York, just to kind of get an idea of your methodology. But in terms of relationships that one has with his or her doctor, there are examples, and I don't mean sexual things. I just mean sometimes doctors get too close to their patients.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the other way around, patients get too close to their doctors. How do you... I mean, what's the rule here for practice?
It's very interesting. I mean, let's put the sexual thing aside, which is an absolute no-no, because you're in a position of power over a patient, and yes, there is this, save me, you're my guru kind of thing, where you want to get away from that.
Yeah.
But the part of the problem is that you want a close relationship with a patient. You want to be mutual like and admiration. Sometimes if you get too close, I can't enumerate the number of times where I see patients who said, my doctor was my uncle, or my doctor was my golf buddy. And because of the cordiality, they didn't exercise the discipline and rigor to ask them the right questions, to do the right exams. They miss stuff.
Yeah.
So if your doctor is your buddy, it's fun. But don't make it too buddy-buddy, because your doctor says, you don't need that colonoscopy, or, that's just for those other patients. You might miss out on the proper diagnosis.
Now, there it is. Word to the wise, sage advice. Dr. Ron Hoffman here on Good Day, DrHoffman. His website, which is well worth the time for you to go check it out, drhoffman.com. On Good Day, 51 After.
time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Look at where we are. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day with Jennifer, Ken, and Doug. And more notably, Shelley Palmer is here. He is our guru of info when it comes to a lot of the things, most of the things he's up on in terms of technology. As a matter of fact, he's going to talk with you in a minute about some specific scientific research that could potentially use lasers to fight Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, which is something that it's very important to me and my family, and I'm betting it's important to you. So let's get the details in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have scientists found a cure for Alzheimer's disease through the use of lasers? A Polish-Swedish team of researchers recently discovered a way to use lasers to zap away the bad proteins in our body that cause diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The newly developed laser can distinguish between healthy proteins and toxic amyloids and zap the bad proteins away without harming the good ones. One of the scientists on the team said this breakthrough was revolutionary because it was the first time anyone thought to try to use light exclusively to fight these diseases. These diseases are currently treated with the use of chemicals that remove the bad proteins, but the chemicals can also harm the patients. This idea is similar to one that was brought up by a team of British researchers several years back. Those scientists use infrared light to stimulate brain cell growth and combat the disease. But if this new method works, it could completely eradicate the diseases rather than treat them. Let's hope so. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Someday, I'll wake up on a yacht in the Caribbean. Someday, I'll sell my screenplay and change careers.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday,
is today with a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Driving the car of your dreams is a lot closer than you think. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Don't wait. It's time to love what you drive. Available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Here we are on Good Day, creating a more beautiful world. The poll at DougStephan.com, should Walmart have canceled all the orders when their website mistakenly put things on sale? Remember that from last week?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what people said. 59% said no. They ought to honor mistakes in the store. They should honor mistakes online. So clearly 59% of you thought they should do the right thing, and they didn't. They did the right thing for them, not for you as a customer. 38% of you said yes, was obviously a mistake. Canceling is okay with 38% of people listening. 3% said maybe if they were losing money. However, that, as we all know, is not the case. A computer-generated decoy named Sweetie was used to identify more than 1,000 would-be child sex predators online. There is a group called Tar de Homme, set up the sting involving a virtual girl who was modeled on a 10-year-old. In a couple of months, 20,000 people propositioned. Isn't that sick? 1,000 were identified by the rights group, the children's rights group. They included 254 Americans. The identities of them have been passed on to Interpol. Can you imagine, though, that there's that kind of interest in stuff that's that gross? Don't even begin to understand how people think that way. Anyway, I guess that's a food for thought from the Food for Thought Department on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, where the top stories are focus.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand. Actually, two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand, but not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs, posters, and banners, and we saved a bundle. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, save $10 on any $35 you spend on print services at the new Office Max Services Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.